About Kepechas. Kepechas is a sugya maris. So the Gemara says that the midraisa, the five mini maris, which I tame, everything else is going to be tar. What's the aside why everything else is going to be tar? So we saw a lesson of the chinach, which wants to say that those five come from the makar, and all the blood is not from the makar. Being that's not from the makar, that's the reason why it's going to be tar. On that, chreinim are. A jump on it, they say it's not really true. It's not the pshat is that those five other things are not from the car. I've had everything's from the car, and just the pshat is that they're only machmir on these five, and everything else is a kosev that's going to be tar. Okay, the shayla is that is the color a sibati matamo or just assuming that this is blood? For example, if you're able to make a chatimsa that it changed inside, is that going to be tar? Because the maisa, this is. Not this type of red, and therefore it's going to be tar. Or is the Yisoda Davar is that no, it's a simon that it's blood. If you have these five maris, it's a simon that it's blood, and even if you change inside, it's not going to go ahead and change. So Moshe discusses the Bach. The Bach says that a lady should not take a shanat or do rechitza before she does a bedika. If you do rechitza before you do bedika, and it comes out a little diluted, you have to be machmer. Why? Because that's the most blood, which is just diluted. And therefore, he says that there's any not to go ahead and do rechitza because you're diluting the color. And that, Ramesh and others jumped on the back and they say that, what do you mean? There's no shakas like that. They say, avada, it's totally how it comes out. And if you take a bath and inside it got diluted and came out a lighter color, it's not going to be tame because the matame is if you have these colors are matame. If it's not these colors, even though it's a zelber dam, but if it's not these colors, lemaisa, it's not going to be tame and it's going to be tar. And this explains a very difficult issue we had with when we gave the whole sugya maris, is that lemaisa, a lot of times, if you look at maris, you could tell that, how do you know it's like not mamash a stack of red, it's like diluted. So how do you know the pshat is that maybe inside it was red, maybe really it was red, and just got diluted. There was some yellow and red, it got mixed together, and that's why it looks like this. That's why it looks like this color. And a lot of times that looks like the metzias. So how do you know? So lechor maybe bad, some should really be dam, and it should be tame. Taitz apida avon haramoshah. The pshat is that we don't care if this really is blood, even though it's mamish blood. But if it came out of the makar in diluted, it's not going to be tame, and therefore, it's going to be tar. How do we know how it came out? Maybe it got mixed in afterwards, so we say, there's a cloud. I don't have to assume that it changed later. I assume this had it came out of the car, and therefore, if it came out, if this is what I see, and it looks okay, then it's going to be okay. Lamaisa, being that we're not Bucky and Maris, so right there, we shouldn't say we're not Bucky and Maris, therefore, when tame, everything, anything which is new to that mimus, the halach is you have to be matama, and the only thing we're matama is mara lovan, and we're matama anything which is new to that mimus. So we saw a shayla that what's the halach of benegeya nowadays? In other words, that nowadays that would be machman on all the different maras, is the pshat as we machma mitam suffik, and maybe I can be star for it to svek sveika, or the pshat is once we're machma, then you have to go ahead and be machmer. Nafkamin is if the mara gets lost. So he said a bedika has a din of a safik deraisa. So let's say you lost a bedika and you know it was like a piece of color, not mamash ishtaka red. It's something maybe which was a shah, which we have to be machmer because we're machmer on everything, but it wasn't mamash ishtaka red. So the masham and tshuva wants to be makel. He says that which we're machmer bezman hazeh, masham and tshuva. He wants to say we're machmer bezman hazeh. He says that which we're machmer is only tam suffik, and therefore you can starve a sex fake. It's suffik whether it's a real red, suffik at agasha, and masham and wants to be machmer out sex fake. A lot of other places come, Besme and others say they know that rather we look at it, we're not starve as a sex fake. And the shah really is this one of the things the shah was that the Irish we say we're machmer bismanazer is that you say hogger because we don't know, or is it like a takana? There's takana that there's takana. If it's takana, then it's mitam vaday. They were second that it's going to be aser. If it's not mitam takana, just not hagel. So maybe you could go ahead and we start it for a svek sveka. Now a lot of times we said sometimes maris seems to change the colors. It looks tar, it looks tame. And the question is, if the color changes, how do we don? If the color seems to change, how are we going to down the situation? And how are we going to pass it? So first thing to get, let's see that night. So Bat Sam says. The Gemara Megillah says they don't see Maris at night. It's a little, we don't see Maris at night. The Rambam doesn't really bring it down. And the question is, are you allowed to pass in Maris at night? So the reason why you're not allowed to pass in Maris at night is because you're supposed to get Maris ben Chama Latzel. It's supposed to be in the shade where there is sunlight. If you put in the sunlight and it's bright, it changes the color. If it's totally dark, it also changes the color. And the place you're supposed to see Maris is ben Chama Latzel. Like in between, that's how a person's supposed to look at Maris. If at night, where there is no sunlight, therefore that's the reason why not to look at Maris at night, being that there is no sunlight, so therefore that's the reason why not to look at Maris. So to shut things down, that Bizman has Zeh, which from Machmer, anything which has any color, which is any shaykhus to red, we're being Machmer, so therefore Lav Dafka, you need sunlight, and therefore being that we're Machmer, and any single tzah, which is night, therefore you're not going to need sunlight, and therefore you're able to pass in Maris at night. The Aruch HaShulchan on the other end says that no, still, there's a difference between night and day, and a person can make a mistake, and if it's not so recommended to be pasukin Maris at night. So if Alecha Maisa, if your Rav is pasukin at night, the pshat is that he's saying that there is no Shaila. If it's Mamish, if there's no Shaila, you have to pasukin at night, if something which is not clear, and if not, you should see it in Chamel itself. So if you're getting a pasukin at night, the pshat is saying that there is b'chal no Shaila, and that's the pshat in pasukin at night. So let's say, what? So there are different changes the color. Like we mentioned, the Asur and Benham have a light which they hold is color corrected. It's like sunlight. The Asur and Benham have such a thing. Some of them have fabric on it. But Akapanim, if they're passing at night. So let's say see a Mara at night, and then it looked tame, and then during the day it looked tar. What's going to be the halacha? So the Pesach Yeshiva brings down, if you can see the tires and others, if you have Vadi at night that this is tame, and then you see it during the day, then you have to be Machmer. If you misipik and now you weren't clear, and then you look at it during the day, and now they see it under in the right light, and you see it during the day, so then, can I have a chair a second? And just, you see it during the day, so then you're able to go to Mimeko, being that the night really wasn't the time we were supposed to be looking at it, therefore you could go ahead and Mimeko. So now, in terms of Maris changing, if it comes out, let's say it looks tummy, then afterwards it looks tar. Which we mentioned, that the Metziah says a lot of times the Maris come out, they have a certain shine to it. When it's wet, there's a certain wetness to it. Being a certain wetness has a certain shine to it. That shine, a lot of times, it looks to people like that. It's red, but it's not really, it's just like a shine. And that's the Messiah on Maris, if there is a Messiah, which is like a because last time, the two different camps, there is a Messiah, there's no Messiah, but on the side that there is a Messiah, that the Messiah on Maris are on dry Maris, not on wet Maris, or Rabban didn't get wet Maris, and definitely Medar Dar. When they taught was with dry Maris, and therefore Be'etzem you should wait till it dries to see Be'etzem what the real color. A lot of times the pshat is just a shine, and it's not really something which is really a problem, and it's just a shine. So if a Maris comes out and it seems tameh, so the Pesach Yeshiva brings down that first the Bach says that whenever you have a Maris, you should wait till it dries. Why? Because maybe it's going to change color, and now it looks tar. And really, it's red. Just now, it looks tar, and it's going to change. It's going to change to red, and therefore, the Bach wants you to go ahead and wait to look at your Maris. The Shach says, "Ein noigin ken, we're not noigin." Venera he says, "Zuker reis lamechazginon, ve'ein l'davish, ein l'dayim mashen avrayus." And if it looks now good, I don't have to wait for it to dry, and you don't have to. Chush is going to change, and therefore, it's going to be tar. What about the other way around? If it came out and looked red, and then afterwards now looks like a maratar. So the Pesach Yeshiva brings down that if it came out looks red. And you throw it as red, the fact that it changes afterwards, we're not going to say that's tar. What about the other way around? It came out tar, and now that it looks red, it looks the opposite way around. So the Pesach Yeshiva brings down from the Pesach Yeshiva and Tzvi, that the Pesach looked and thought it was tar. And afterwards, then it dried, it came tamei. So the Pesach Yeshiva wants to be mekel. Why? He says, because we go bust at the time when it came out of the guf. And when it came out of the guf, it looked tar. Even though afterwards now it looks tameh, being that when it came out it looked tar, so the chacham tzvi able to be mekel. Chacham pasuk d'aruch hashulchan that being b'shas when it came out it looked tar, you don't have to worry about it, and it's going to be tar.
That's the case of the Bach.
No, the Bach is the opposite way. Bach was It came out. Oh yeah, that's something about Bach. Yeah. The, you know, this is more than the Bach. The Bach says wait to see if it changes. The Chacham Tzvi is saying, if it changes, I don't care. It's tar. And the Shach says, maybe if it changes, I'll be masking its tame, but I don't have to worry about it changing. Shach Beis is the Chacham Tzvi, if it changes, it's going to be tar. On that, the Sheilas Yaivitz says that no, he does, he's afraid to be make like a, he's afraid to be machmer. He says that if be make, if it dried up, he says it's tame, and either we say it was just a mistake, and we realize that it's tummy, and that's Shesh Yevitz is afraid to make us. Because there are three cases. Bach says when it comes out, don't look at it. Why? Because even though now it's tar, maybe it's going to change. Shach says, no, I can look at it now. Now, let's say it did change. The Chacham Tzvi wants to go ahead and be Mekel and say, since it changed, since Shach came out, it was tar, therefore you could go ahead and be Metaret. And that is son of Shesh Yevitz. Now, there's the one to say that, no, you can't say that. And Lemaisef, now that we see it's tummy, then one has to. One has to go ahead and be machmer and not able to go ahead and be meikum. In terms of the etzem colors, the Sheilas Yaivitz argues on his father. In terms of the etzem,
once bring it to the room.
What do you say?
Once
it's up. But that way. Well, usually.
Yeah,
you bring it to the rub.
Did you say right?
He passes on
the rub. Passes on what? Let's say she's a day later. And
what do you say?
And the rub is over the next day and looking at it and he sees it's red now.
So it depends if he realizes that he made a mistake or a change, you know, depending on what the question is. If he realizes that he made a mistake, then he'd have to be chayzer there. What do you say?
The
rub
will change.
So I'll be told in the Sheilas Yaivitz and the Chacham Tzvi. That'll be machlekes. So I'm going to give out some colors. So the Chacham Tzvi passes any ma'adim is tummy. Shachar is also tummy. What's shachar? Shachar is about some red, which is laka. When did the shachar was laka? At what point did it change? So that's what we discussed before. Do you say it changed out of the guf or in the guf? So most of the Shuvah says, I've either read which is laka, the child has to say changed out of the guf. Because if it changed in the guf, like we said before, it's a siba. These colors are tame, nothing else is tame. So if it changed in the guf, it won't be tame. The Shuvah says, if either the black, the child has a change, where did it change? It's changed out of the guf. What's going to be tar? Marlovan. The Shach says not even loving if you have a gray is going to be tar. Chimar yorek if you have a kashayva. If you have a green, which is a mara like gold, or shayva, sorry, yellow or gold, that, or yorek ekarti, that's going to be tar. So when you get a yorek, the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Shla, which says that yorek tzerkin, when you can be mekel or not, because it says Mar Mimitz says where it's aser, and he says, therefore, don't rush to be mako, if it's like Meir Shaiva, Skoshke Meir Shaiva, let's have other stunnim to be mako, and the Shla is not so happy to be mako. The city chair brings down that the other Achreinim are chilek, says Achreinim Shmito, they don't know like this, but Nefesh Jach La'atzmoi, Lefi Reis, for his Inyan, he wants to be Machmer, Lefi Reis Inyan. The Meis, the Chachmas Adam come along, the two reasons why to Machmer and Yarek, could be his machlokes. The Gemara is machlokes. So the Arshav Shishah holds in the machlokes would be machmer, not being mekel. That's one of the cheshbon. And that also is machlokes Rishonim. What type of yark we arguing about? Are you arguing about yark ekarti, which shayva is going to be aser, or the machlokes is also by shayva, and therefore shayva is going to be mota. Kabban the pesach and the chav is lako. Shlo wants to go and be machmer. It comes on the Chacham Sadeh. Chacham Sadeh says that you can be mekel on yellow, but on hefsek tarya you should go ahead and be machmer. Why should be more machmer and hefsek more than anything else? So Shemazama wants to say, based on what we said before, that etzem, what's hefsek tar? Hefsek tar is trying to prove that, what time is it? Hefsek tar is trying to, can I watch? Okay, switch up quickly. Hefsek tar is trying to prove that you're 100% not seeing. Now, like we said before, when you see a color, how do you know it's really not a color which is bad, and they got mixed up with hafashot? We don't really know 100%. I don't know, what do we say? Even though maybe we got mixed up, we say some of that's how it came out, but not 100%. We don't know 100%. Just let's see, this is how it looks, therefore that's how we're going to go. Therefore, when you deal with Hefsek Tar, we're trying to prove 100%. Therefore, if it's yellow, we're not going to be mako, because maybe bad symbol is a bad color, which is mixed up. I'm saying, in the rest of the Dikas, which don't need 100%, you need 100%, which you're not trying to max the Tar, you could go ahead and be mako. Come on, the Chachasan is machmer. A lot of other Chachamim say, no, make it so. You don't have to worry about it. and there's no between hefsek and others, and therefore you're going to be mekel. So when you get maris, we said there's a big spectrum when it comes to maris. One of the vikuchim in this laloch, this chacham is adam. I remember machmer and hefsek tara to be machmer versus sometimes the yellows are some batei midrashim which are machmer, and there are also other batei midrashim which are going to be mekel. When you get brown, so the there's also machlokes in the achrinim. The pesach shiva brings down benegay brown. He brings down there are some which are machmer. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, the pesach shiva brings down some sefer first. Then in terms of is someone allowed to be machmer now? Eishes shchaver, she found a color which is like a you know something which is shani machlokes. Is it minaroi to go out and be machmer? Is a chumah to go in and be machmer or not, or maybe it's not right to be machmer because you're being machmer on your wife's chesed, if it's not right to be machmer. That's the chumah, some sefer that a ishes tam chacham avayz la be machmer himself darkish a prushin that always steiging taking a naya chumah zishua darkish a prushin taking a naya chumah as they get older, and even b'shas meis they weren't able to preach this armina rogel is also as pashu chazed tam chacham kosham is a kinnan they take on new things. Ashrei and Shaseim Shalda Meidah Shazach Nevoa and Imadrigus and Abayz Hashem is Simcha Leishtei, and therefore the Chassam Sefer says that there'd be a Maya to go to be Machar, something which you know Shani Bach Machalikas. Ramoshan Shuvah says that says Be'etzem is Man Azayet to Machmer, anything which is any sign in the world have to go to be Machmer. I don't know if your Rav is being make on the color. The Rav is telling you that Bechad is no Suffolk. So Ramoshan says he doesn't see that there's a Maila saying that your Rav is totally missed the boat, and he's being machmer. If your Rav is being willing to be mekel, he's saying this has no sheikhus, any sheikhus to being dam. So if he doesn't see any maila in terms of being machmer, not like your Rav, and therefore he doesn't think this is such a maila. Benegay orange, so there's a vikruch was alchem. Benegay orange, pink and orange. The Sarah is when it says that we're mekel on red, we're machmer. Anything that doesn't mean is we're machmer. If you have a color which is like yellow or zev, well, that we're going to be mekel. It's not less than Rosh Hashanah, it's not red, anything with them is red, but if it's more like a red notably yellow, then it's going to be mekel. So those who know that's going on orange, that's going on orange. Also some say esrig, maisa is also the color orange, and therefore the different batim adjustment which will make on orange. There are others which are machman orange, they say no, orange is in the family of red, and therefore you have to be machmer. Now I'm going to give black. So you said black is going to be tamei. Brown is the kuach in machmer. We said with the shelis yavis and the aruch hashulchan, the some which want to be machmer on brown. The shiva levi brings out when somebody says that brown about as a mixture of black, and you have to go out and be machmer. The lashon aruch hashulchan says chalila lahachmer on black. It's about a brown. Sorry, on brown has no shaykes to black. And he wants to say that brown is something which is totally, which is mutter, and therefore you're able to be make on brown. So brown also, that's also vikuach, like a dark, rich brown. Some would say kavel shochan yatvi machmer, and the lot about the majashim would go like darach shochan chalila achmer, and they make all types of browns, and they say mamash, unless it's very, very shtaka black, then one does not have to be machmer. One last halacha that if you lose pink and orange on the same family. It's the same type of thing. One last halacha says that Isha loses a bedika. She's now meant to say, let's say you lose a bedika. So that's when you say the bedika has to be machmer. So if you're right, then you're going to have to be a machmer. If the Isha is now meant to say, if we have a suffix on a mara, we have a suffix, the Isha can't say, well, I brought it to Rabbi, plenty was makeup for me. Why? Because we're on the suffix, she's not now meant to say that she always brings it to the Rav, and we're not going to be makeup. If we don't know what it looks like, we have no idea, she lost the mara, you show her the mara, so you give her the batch, and she says that this is the color which I lost, so then we see it's the color which is going to be mutter, then we're going to be mako, and we're able to be mako. I'm saying it's language, we have a suffix, then it's going to be okay. But again, paskin on maris, so betzim, we say that we paskin that you're able to paskin on maris, that's not a suffix. And again, on the tefillah already, Chachazon says you have a shalom, that's a tefillah. So over there, we're not mekel. If you have something, but if it's really a suffix and really a shalom, being that it's chazak yisura, on etzim tefillah, over there, we're not going to be mekel.